Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, Dee, you are back.
I am back.
Welcome back to Catholic Vitamins.
Oh, thank you.
You have the co-pilot's chair that you're sitting on, and we're ready.
My co-pilot's pillow I'm sitting on. Well, I have to do that. I have to raise myself up higher.
This is Catholic Vitamins, a podcast which talks about some of the simplest things, like sitting on a pillow. But we're here to nourish your faith from A to Z. And we have a wonderful guest that'll help do that. She's just full of vitamin E for enthusiasm. But this is not vitamin E.
This is Catholic Vitamin H. For helpfulness.
And our guest certainly has a lot of ways that she inspires helpfulness for making our faith more vibrant, more joyous, and with some practical ways to practice the faith. We'll get into all of that, particularly in the interview. The guest's name is Katie Warner. She has been a guest on Catholic Vitamins in the past, and we are joyous to have her come back again.
And this is the web episode number 375.
What that means is we've been doing Catholic Vitamins on the World Wide Web since 2009. This is our 375th show. And how many times have we been through the alphabet?
I think we're on 13.
I think you've told me 13
or 14.
Yeah, so we've been through the A to Z 13 times.
Right. And we also are featuring Catholic Vitamins on our local Catholic radio station here in Payson, Arizona. And the episode for the radio station is 21.
Thank you. Very glad to be on our local community. They haven't tried to run us out, but we've had a few people who've told us that they've listened. We were talking to somebody at our Lenten soup supper last night.
Yeah, and she said, yeah, I like to listen to Tom D.
I had no idea that she was listening, but I'm glad to hear that. So, we're off and running on this show. This is Prattle. The beginning of our show means that we try to slide into faith matters by sharing a little bit of what's going on in our life. Dee is back from Pennsylvania. Dee, I know that you went back with a sad thing that you had to participate in, but
I did. I went back. My mother had passed away on February the 23rd. Ironically, she passed away on what would have been my father's 100th birthday.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Wow. Joined in heaven, God willing, both of them on Dad's 100th birthday, and Mom had just turned 98.
She had just a couple weeks before.
Yeah. Well, you come from good genes, Dee.
I know. I always tell people that's scary to think that I could live for another 20 years.
Oh, my heavens. And you driving a red convertible. Well, I'm not going to talk about what that's all about. All right.
Although this morning I was talking about an RV.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were.
Excuse me. So well, this leads into the next subject we were going to talk about, which is voice issues.
Yeah, I just had an interview with somebody for an upcoming show, and I really, really struggle with my voice. So much so that I may take out my questions and put them back in just so that there's a little bit of better voice quality. But what was interesting about this was about three quarters of the way through the interview, the person that I was interviewing started having voice problems and he was clearing his throat and whatever. Well, ours isn't caused by age. We're not really sure. It must be the allergies in the area.
Well, we've been struggling for years with your voice because of the voice vocal cord surgery you had many years ago. But yep, all of a sudden, just
both
in the last 4, 5, 6 months, mine is starting. I had to drop out from lecturing at church.
I know.
Because the last time I lectured was Ash Wednesday, and I was so embarrassed that I had to turn away from the microphone like three times to try to clear my throat. And I thought, that's it. I can't do this. Temporarily, I would just have to drop out.
Well, I think that the pastor is not happy because he was always pleased with your lecturing approach. I mean, you had good inflection in your voice and moderated.
Not so much that as that I was always willing to jump in whenever it was needed.
Well, all right, whatever. All right, well, so we're off and running on Prattle. We've talked a little bit about Dee being back and why she was gone for a while. We've talked about our voices. And one other thing to mention is that we are right at the edge of a little thing we were going to be involved in this weekend at the parish. It's our coffee and tea fundraiser for our Catholic radio station.
We have these a couple times a year.
Started by our dear friend and just valued member of our KPIH radio family, Candy Bridges, came up with this idea some time ago to sell really good quality, high quality coffee and teas. And she mentioned this. I was never against it, but I was sort of skeptical about how it would do. But it really helps with raise a little bit of money for KPIH. And if you are a listener on the World Wide Web and you live in Abu Dhabi or you live in, Ohio or Pennsylvania, and you would like some lovely coffee or tea, you can have it full bean or ground. And there are different blends. There's some flavored coffees and flavored teas. And if you order that,
They can order directly through the website.
That's what I was going to just do is go to www.kpihradio.com. And on that website, you'll find a way to order the tea. You can order securely using our credit card processing capability. And I think you'll enjoy the coffee. We've had a lot of good feedback. I know our pastor really likes that one flavored coffee. Which one is it? I think it's hazelnut.
Hazelnut, I think.
Yeah, he really likes that. All right, dear friends, that's enough for right now, segment one of Catholic Vitamins. We're going to feature some music on this show by a previous guest, Gretchen Harris, and we'll be back.
Oh, gently lay your head upon my chest, and I will comfort you. The tide can change so fast, but I will stay the same through the past, the same in the future, the same today.
Lovely, gentle voice, Gretchen Harris. She'll be our featured artist on This Catholic Vitamins. I was contacted recently by a lady in the community who asks us to promote the fact that there's a Rachel's Vineyard retreat coming up. If you are a man or a woman who has struggled with the emotional or spiritual pain of miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion, and you want to experience the healing love of Jesus with a caring, compassionate team, you're invited to consider coming to the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat to be held the weekend of Friday, April 20th to Sunday, April 22nd. It's going to be held in Strawberry, Arizona, a nice treed area up in the mountains, even further north than we are. And for registration, you can call Nancy at 928-910-5253 or send an email to rvrpvaz at gmail.com. I'll repeat it one more time. rvrpvaz at gmail.com. You'll have to pay a $50 non-refundable registration fee. All men and women are welcome to attend this Christian-based retreat. You don't have to be Catholic. And the cost, the total cost is $175. Early registration, the cost is $150 before March 19th.
I don't know where the Strawberry Retreat Center is up there, but I can guarantee you the setting will be beautiful.
Yeah, and if financially you're not able to, to put forward enough money to do this, they tell us that some partial scholarships may be available. So, Dee, the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat coming up April 20th to Sunday, April 22nd. Very healing opportunity for anybody involved in miscarriage or the loss of a child through stillbirth or abortion. Well, I know you had something longer to read. It's from our dear correspondent, Sandy G. of Pennsylvania.
I'm not sure if she's going to have a contribution for us this episode, but I saw this post that she did on Facebook while I was in Pennsylvania last week, and I thought, I've got to save this. I wanted to read it.
Please.
So she wrote, "I will be the first to admit that I'm into experimentation. You learn a lot about yourself and others through this process, but it's definitely worth the time and effort. A lot of self-investment is required, but in the end, it pays high dividends. Some might say you reap what you sow. Let me share a tantalizing adventure I had just last night. Now I have your attention.
Uh-oh.
It was late, and I was feeling a bit needy. You know how that goes. I considered taking a shower and going to bed, but I needed something more. I've got it, I said to myself, and decided to contact two former loves. Maybe the three of us could get together.
Oh gosh.
They both were available. My heart raced with expectation. I opened the door, and there they were. I nearly swooned. I could see they were excited, too. The night held promise, and it was just beginning.
Oh, my goodness, does this sound like my heart is beating fast.
The door that I opened was to my refrigerator, and my two loves were French vanilla ice cream and cinnamon applesauce. Whatever were you thinking?
Oh, gosh.
I heated the cinnamon applesauce in the microwave for 15 seconds, poured it on top of the French vanilla ice cream, and then topped it off with a pile of whipped cream. I shrieked with delight. Sometimes there's nothing like a quiet evening at home with a couple old friends.
There you go.
Sandy, I love the way you write. It's
absolutely
beautiful.
Absolutely. And you know, dear friends, we told you, if you have been with us for some shows, Sandy used to live here in our Payson community, and there's a reason that we befriended her, and it's because of her
sense of humor.
Her sense of humor and her
faith.
Yeah, great faith walk that she was involved in. All right, friends, it's time for us to bring up our special guest interview, and we'll get to that in just a moment. This is Catholic Vitamins. This is Catholic Vitamin H.
Helpfulness.
And we'll be back. Once again, on Catholic Vitamins, it's our joy, a warmness in our heart, and a spiritual blessing to be on with Katie Warner. Katie has been a previous guest on Catholic Vitamins. We've enjoyed staying in touch with her over recent years. She's done a little promotional work for our Catholic radio station, KPIH. And Katie has agreed to come on Catholic Vitamins and to sort of remind us of her faith journey and about the ministry work that she's involved in. Sorry for my voice. Katie, welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Oh, thank you, Deacon Tom, for having me back again. It's my pleasure.
All right. Well, we are in Arizona. Where are you when we're putting our time together? Are you in Texas?
I am sitting in Southern California right now, and it is very rainy here, which is abnormal for us. Oh. So I'm enjoying the sound of the rain outside for the first time in a while.
Well, send some to Arizona, because with our forests around here, we need lots of moisture, and we haven't had much in a while. But
blessings. I'll be sending those prayers for sure, because we just got over a number of fires right around our area here. So
yes,
if more rain can shower on Arizona and California and less in other places, I think everybody would be happy.
Well, Katie, I know about your family of origin, and you've shared this story with listeners to Catholic Vitamins, but we know there's always turnover and new people or people that have enjoyed hearing and knowing about you in the past. Why don't you start by telling us about your family of origin and siblings and faith walk in the early days?
You bet, Deacon Tom. So I grew up in a pretty devout Catholic family. It wasn't necessarily always as on fire as they are now in their faith. But my father, when I was younger, went on a retreat and in front of the Holy Eucharist received a call to just give up his secular advertising career and to work in ministry for the Lord. And that led him to found the organization, and then later Catholics Come Home. His name's Tom Peterson. So many of your listeners may know my dad from having been on Catholic Vitamins or other Catholic radio in the past. But he then, along with my mom, who's also the kind of silent but strong spiritual leader in our family, just began really inculcating a very deep love for the church in my sisters and I. I'm the oldest of three, and my two younger sisters, very much in love with Jesus and the faith as well. And we, from that point on, and that was probably in my elementary school years. So from a very early age, faith was the priority for my family in our life. And by the time I was in eighth grade, I felt very strongly that the Lord was speaking to my heart to also work in ministry, specifically to teach the Catholic faith. So I continued to stay involved with Virtue Media and Catholics Come Home as I am today. So I am the communication manager for both organizations. And though I spend my full-time work taking care of my kids as a stay-at-home mom, I slip in some extra time here and there to help invite fallen away Catholics home to the church and respond to their emails when they reach out to us. And I've been involved with our EWTN Catholic TV show and some things like that. And then also with my own ministry work later through katiewarner.com, which kind of sprung from speaking and writing ministry that developed after I went to grad school for Catholic theology. So I do have my master's in evangelization and catechesis, and my whole life has really just been a story of God pummeling me with grace and just keeping me in the palm of his hand and leading me toward where he wants me to go. And so I can't take much credit myself, because I feel like the Holy Spirit has made this faith journey just a huge pleasure and blessing in my life, and that the Lord has always kept me close to his heart and desiring to serve him. And so even though I have a very long way to go, I can also see all the ways that God has just kept his hand close to me and near me to keep me desiring to follow him and serve him as best I can now in home life in the most important way, but also over the years in ministry.
All right. Well, that's a great arc from beginning to present days. Let's just back up a little bit and tell me about your teen years. Were you in a life teen sort of program, or were you doing any teen conferences during those years?
I was. There was a teen program at the parish that I was involved in when I used to live in Arizona as well. So I do have the same roots, Deacon Tom, as you do, in having, I'm actually from the Phoenix area. I was born and raised in Gilbert before my family moved to Atlanta. And so I was heavily involved with youth groups there and moved to Georgia about halfway through high school, where I stayed very involved with the youth ministry there, but especially through my school, because I went to public school through about halfway through high school. And then when we moved to Georgia, I attended a Catholic school, and I was just jumping at the opportunity to be able to attend daily mass every day when I was in Catholic school, which was a huge blessing. And then also take theology classes as part of my regular course of study in school, which to me was just huge, because I had never, you know, had the chance for my faith to actually be, you know, a topic in the classroom, in the way that it is when you're in Catholic school. So that actually is what planted in me an even stronger desire to then continue to study theology after high school, which I ended up not doing until graduate school, just because of the way circumstances played out in life. But I had a number of theology teachers in high school too that had kind of privately told me, I hope you're going to be doing this later in life, because they could see that kind of fire I had to be able to share the faith with others. But I will say that having that that connection to, you know, youth ministry and to theology study and some great faith mentors when I was in high school really helped curb the temptation to get involved in a lot of the teen challenges and moral issues that come up during those years, because I was pretty... I like I said, again, thanks to the grace of the Holy Spirit, just kind of put a bubble around me, and I was a little bit straight-laced and one-minded in my toward God during those years. And in a lot of ways, I tell my husband, oh, you should have known me in high school. I was so much holier back then. So sometimes I try to channel the teenage Katie to remember some of my devotion to spiritual practices and my faith back then, because it was very strong during those years. Thank God.
Yeah, praise God. And where did you go to college?
So I got my undergraduate degree at Kennesaw State University, which is well known in the regional South area, and received my undergrad in communication and public relations with a minor in professional writing. And at the time, it was more because I didn't know what to study if I wasn't going to study theology. And so I kind of bounced around a bit, and I ended up in communication and writing, which later I had a good laugh when I saw how God was using my theology work and how much I benefited from a background in communication and writing. And so after that, I continued on to get my graduate degree in evangelization and catechesis from the Augustine Institute. So I'm a very proud AI grad, and a lot of the foundation I received in both undergrad and graduate school kind of launched me into my writing and speaking ministry after that. So I was very grateful for both educational backgrounds.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. All right. Someplace along the way, some guy caught your eye. Tell us about your life and family.
Yes. So my husband was actually the brother of one of my best friends when I was in grad school. He came to visit her from California. We were at grad school in Denver, Colorado, and he came to visit her for 2 weeks after he had finished his own graduate degree in mechanical engineering, and came to visit her for a couple weeks. And I didn't realize that she had kind of in the background been hoping that he and I would hit it off, and we did. And so ended up dating long distance for about 8 months, long enough for me to start wrapping up my degree. And then I moved to California, and we were married shortly after. And my husband has, who's also a devout Catholic and much more intelligent, I would say, about the faith than I am. He doesn't have any degrees in theology, but he is one of the smartest men I've ever met. So he can engage in an apologetics discussion way better than I ever could. And I often go to him with questions sometimes that I have if I'm dialoguing with someone about the faith. But he came to me early on in our marriage and very humbly admitted after a conversation that I had begun about wanting our family to just be raised very devoutly in the faith and have a lot of Catholic culture in our home and things. He admitted to me that that he really could use more of a guide map, you know, some sort of roadmap or a guidebook to help him learn how to kind of do the rubber meets the road work of being a spiritual leader in his own home. So, you know, he kind of understood in theory that he was supposed to be, you know, the spiritual head of the family, but in practice, he wasn't exactly sure what that was supposed to look like. And so I went, you know, kind of digging for some great resources to offer him, but couldn't find exactly what I was looking for. And so that launched me into writing my first book, Head and Heart, Becoming Spiritual Leaders for Your Family, that Bishop James Conley of the Diocese of Lincoln wrote a beautiful foreword for. And that became, for us, our go-to resource to learn how to be spiritual leaders for our own family, and then also to share with others stories from all sorts of just really everyday, but also very inspiring Catholic couples who are trying to spiritually lead their family well, whose stories are told in the book, along with, you know, intermediate and advanced and beginner action steps. For people to kind of take the next step in their own spiritual leadership and just different subjects that walk you through how to become a real faith leader for your own spouse and for your children. And that was a transformative experience for us right at the beginning of our marriage. And now we'll at Easter, we'll be welcoming our third child. And I can just see how the Lord was at work in our almost 6 years of marriage so far, especially through having written this book, just helping us to, on a daily basis, just really help our faith come to life in our family for our kids to see and to pass on to them that Catholic family faith culture that we want them to have so much too, which is definitely an ongoing battle, even for us, even having authored a book like this, I'm constantly referring to it so I can help myself get back on track when life and distractions can kind of threaten to get in the way of faith practice at home. So
what a wonderful first book. And, you know, we just will try to promote that on Catholic Vitamins as we can to to help any men out there who, whatever their age, might like to read some of the stories and life experiences that you've just shared about in that book. So, and you mentioned that you are expecting your third child at maybe the Easter Vigil. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, her due date is that Easter weekend. It's kind of, it's varied between Holy Thursday and Easter Sunday. It should be sometime around then, but I'm notoriously late. So I think she'll probably arrive after Easter if she has habits of making late arrivals.
I just thought that it was very cute if you could let somebody enter the church and enter the world on the same evening. That would be...
right.
All right.
Right, exactly. I know. I was happy with her due date because my former parish, when my daughter was born, she was born during Lent, and the parish wouldn't allow baptisms until Easter time. And I remembered being so nervous during that time because I just wanted to get her to the church family. And now I'm thinking the timing of this daughter will be perfect because she'll be able to be baptized no matter what. It'll be the Easter season, so she planned her timing well.
So I want to go into your work in ministry, but before we do that, let's just do a side thing for a few moments. You've mentioned Catholics Come Home. You've done a little promotional work on our Rim Catholic radio station for Catholics Come Home. But can you give us a little arc of that organization and what is happening there, what you do?
Of course. So Catholics Come Home is an international media apostolate that helps invite fallen away Catholics and others home to the Catholic Church through the use of media. So we have an interactive website that now is actually available in like 9 different languages. So it's been a huge blessing to see, to, you know, have people emailing from, you know, Germany and France and Portugal and Poland, you know, having stumbled on our website in their own language, asking questions as to how they can return to the church. So that's just been really cool. And then we air evangelicals, both nationally and in partnership with dioceses around the country, to invite people home to the church on their TV screen. So some of your listeners may have seen our EWTN TV show, in which my dad, Tom Peterson, interviews people who have come home to the church with the help of Catholics Come Home. And it's just crazy to hear some of their stories, that sometimes they were just sitting there, you know, watching, and an evangelical popped on in between all the other commercials, and they just felt like the Holy Spirit was directly inviting them home to the church. Or others may have been just browsing the web and come across our website and just felt a strong pull from the Holy Spirit to return to the practice of their Catholic faith. So just really great stuff going on at Catholics Come Home over the years. Over 500,000 people we estimate have returned to the church based on, you know, parish, you know, counters in the diocese that have partnered with us. Mm-hmm. Which is just amazing to think about all those Catholics that are sitting in the pews with us now that weren't years ago, just because they were just waiting for an invitation to come home. So my role within the organization as the communication manager is to handle a lot of our social media and external email communications. But perhaps my favorite part of my work is fielding incoming email inquiries from Catholics, but mostly fallen away Catholics and non-Catholics who have questions about coming home to the church, or who have particular questions about the Catholic faith, or how to come home to the faith after a divorce, or just different dynamics and situations that they may have, or people who are maybe just frustrated with the church for various reasons and wanting to have someone kind of just talk to them and hear them out. And I'm often amazed by people who will email, and you can kind of sense from the email that sometimes their hearts are a little bit hardened to the church, but how much softer their heart becomes when someone's willing to respond to them with kindness. And kind of be, you know, a face of love and charity in the church to them. And so it often reminds me how much all of us walking around, even if we're not involved in ministry, have that ability when we encounter a fallen away Catholic or a non-Catholic who maybe has a lot of misconceptions about the church, or a fallen away Catholic who was somehow hurt by someone in the church, whether it was a priest or a fellow parishioner or something, that we have the ability to be the catalyst that might change their mind and help draw them back to the faith. So that's been one of the greatest blessings in my life, to be able to have a small role in that over the years and in helping those people on their faith journeys.
Well, I think from the ways that you and I have stayed in touch and from our communications, you know that I have a real tender spot for Catholics Come Home and for the work of your dad and your work there. So, praise God for all of the graces that have flowed through that organization, that apostolate. And in the minutes that we have left, let's spend some time talking about how you've sort of created your own, I don't know if the word apostolate is correct, but you certainly have a ministry ongoing. Share with our listeners to Catholic Vitamins what you're doing at your website.
Right. So a few years ago, I had a strong desire, in addition to my work with Catholics Come Home, and I also write for the National Catholic Register, and I was kind of involved in some other ministry work, but I really wanted to be able to have an outlet to share some kind of tips for personal and family spiritual living, like how to get more intentional, that kind of rubber meets the road idea again about growing in your personal and family spiritual life. So I started back then, it was CatholicKatie.com, but now it's at KatieWarner.com, so under my name. And I basically share all sorts of resources and articles and tools to help individuals and families grow in their Catholic faith. So I have one of my, read or listen to, or a lot of book lists, some great book lists for Catholic kids. So a lot of parents and grandparents are wondering, what can I, sit down on the couch and snuggle with my kids and read to them that would help them get excited about their faith. And I have a great book list for children there, which is a soft spot for me now that I'm a parent and I'm reading to my kids and we can spend a lot of time engaging with great books. And then also, some articles just about how to be a stronger spiritual head of your family or a stronger spiritual heart of your family or reasons to read the Bible every day and how to go about doing that better, or designing a family mission. That's one of my favorite products on the website, is a little kind of mini workshop that you can take that walks you and your spouse or you as a family through the process for designing a mission that's unique to your family, which was a huge help to my own family because we had so many, family faith goals that we had in mind that we wanted to achieve. But then, day-to-day life, it just kind of keeps you going in a way that sometimes causes you to lose focus on the spiritual goals in your life, which are usually the most important, but often the most forgotten. And so we went through this, easy step-by-step process to design a family mission. And then we have it, nice wooden boards that hang on our wall reminding us of our family's mission and our core principles. And as our kids grow older, they'll learn to memorize those. And we're able to touch base about them on a regular basis to see how are we living up to this mission and what can we be doing right now to accomplish some of these faith goals that we've set together. And that's been a huge game changer for our family life, and also just a good tracker, to see where we're at and where we've got to go and things like that. So I have that on the website, and also some resources even for parishes. I had a number of people who worked in ministries and at parishes or in dioceses wanting to print some articles for bulletin inserts or for ministry newsletters or things so that they could share some tips for families to grow in the Catholic faith with their faith community. And so I have those there to print and to use for free. And then one of my favorite resources that's recently come out of my katiewarner.com work is these new prayer journals. The first one's called A Parent Who Prays, a journal to guide you in praying for your children. And it guides you through 52 unique intentions that you can pray for your children with short quotes and Bible passages to reflect on about that intention and a brief prayer to pray for your child. Ideally, the idea is you kind of focus on one intention every week to pray for your child. And then also some space to write down your personal intentions or a spiritual bouquet you want to offer them. And so it keeps you, I needed a resource to just kind of keep me on track, praying for my kids regularly and for all sorts of intentions for them, for their relationship with the sacraments, for humility, for chastity, for modesty, just all these different intentions I wanted, I wanted to pray for them, for their spiritual lives to flourish over the years. And this helps keep me accountable for praying for those things for them. And then can also be a gift to them in the future to be able to give them these journals and say, I've been praying for you that the Lord would strengthen you in these areas in your life. And I also actually have a journals now available for grandparents, godparents, and confirmation sponsors. And all of those are on Amazon now. You can search A Parent Who Prays or A Grandparent Who Prays or A Godparent Who Prays or A Sponsor Who Prays, and that'll pull up those prayer journals that you can use either personally, or we've had some parishes or school and Catholic schools buy them in bulk to give to parents or grandparents or godparents or sponsors to just really spiritually support the young people in their life. Because our young people certainly are being pulled in many directions by our culture today. So our prayerful support of them can keep them very close to the church.
Well, What have you been doing in your spare time? I mean, gosh.
I know, right? Yeah, I would call this my spare time, Deacon Tom. you know, my kids keep me so busy during the day, and you know, in the toddler phase of life, it's a lot of physical and emotional work, you know, taking care of kids. And it's such, oh my gosh, it's so much fun. I never anticipated how much I would love stay-at-home motherhood. But this is great kind of spiritual mental engagement when I'm not physically and emotionally engaging with my kids during the day. So this is a lot of my spare time work, but I'm also a pretty avid reader, and I love to get my daily exercise in. So I just have to learn to be really good with time management, Deacon Tom. otherwise stuff falls through the cracks.
Well, once again, give your connectivity information for our listeners.
If you want to find me online, you can find me at katiewarner.com. So Katie Warner, WARNER.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Katie, this has been a joy. And so I'm so glad that you were willing. I have to, buy an ice cream or something for your husband, because he took the kids to let us have some quiet time. Tell him thanks. And that these interviews come with 20 hours of babysitting. So when you two are ready to go out for husband and wife night out, all you have to do is look up Tom and Dee, and we'll be happy to babysit for you. Well, thanks, Katie, very much.
We'd love that. We'll take you up on that. Thank you, Deacon Tom.
The joyous Katie Warner. I was so glad to be able to spend time with her a while back and put this interview together, Dee. She talked about family faith goals, family mission statement, and core values for a family. I mean, who do we hear these days that are talking about these very essential and important things? I just tell you, there have been a lot of parishes that have created a parish mission statement, you know, 15 years ago, and never revisited it, never had any accountability to it. So I'm so glad that Katie was able to join us and talk about doing that in family. And once again, we'll put a link to her show, to her Facebook page, not Facebook, to her website at www.katiewarner.com on our face page for this show. And Dee, while you were gone, I played a retelling of the story of the founding of Catholic Answers.
I heard it.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Did you listen to the show?
I did.
Oh, okay, good. Well, the founder, and you know his name,
Carl Keating.
We were with him on a cruise, told the short version, 6, 7, 8 minutes, of how he did one act which became Catholic .com. I still am amazed that any organization could get the words Catholic.com on the web, on the World Wide Web, and not have the Vatican own it. But at any rate, how he started Catholic Answers and what a great evangelization tool it has become.
And I remember the recording. It was done on the cruise.
Yeah.
And Patrick Madrid was also there on the cruise, and he was the one who helped helped Carl in the beginning.
Now, why I wanted to mention that, I guess, dear listener, if you didn't listen to our last show, please go back to that, because you'll hear a great telling of one single act that has made a great deal of change. And that reminds me of what Katie said during our interview time with her, that over 500,000 people are estimated to have come back to the Catholic faith through God's grace. I mean, it is always God's work and God's grace, but also through the Catholics Come Home evangelicals, which they've been running for years now.
And we've played some.
Yeah, we have. Well, matter of fact, we'll do that as we go out of this segment of sharing on Catholic Vitamins. Dee, did you have anything else you wanted to share in this before we take another break?
No, I remember you asked me earlier in the show when we were talking about featuring Gretchen Harris's music on this episode.
Yes.
That you were wondering how long ago it was that we had her on. Well, gosh, it was May 2012.
Oh, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe we could reach out to her and see if she wants to come back on Catholic Vitamins. Some of these people stay so busy and whatever.
We have so many Catholic singers we've interviewed to us. Beautiful voices.
We'll be back.
I might have gone to church, you know, at Christmas time, gradually quit going.
Went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent.
And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass.
When you come home to the church, you're coming home to a Catholic family where people today just embrace you.
I have a peace when I walk through the doors of the Catholic Church, like that's where I belong.
Come and see what good things God has waiting for you at CatholicsComeHome.com.
Well, Dee and I went to the Catholics Come Home website. What's that URL, Dee?
CatholicsComeHome.org.
We went to the website and we looked. I watched that by now relatively famous evangelical, which talks about the Catholic Church and about founding health care in the world and colleges in the world, and shows people of different nationalities dancing and singing.
Everybody should go and watch that.
It's just absolutely wonderful.
Some of the things you can find on their website are, you can, you know, click on links, how to come home, Catholic questions, confession help, and lots of others.
Sure. So if you are a Catholic who's been away from the church, KPIH, RIM Catholic Radio 98.9, and Tom and Dee, Deacon Tom and Dee on Catholic Vitamins, invite you to go to that website URL that we gave you and spend some time there. And I'm very touched by that organization and the work that they do. Speaking of being touched, Dee, we had a short note from Lorelei Sovereign, a recent guest that we interviewed. She had been on the Marcus Grody TV program on EWTN, and we interviewed her after that. And she said, I received a lovely package in the mail recently and wanted to let you and Dee know that we have been using the beads. So we sent some sacrifice beads to pray our Lenten family decade each evening. And then she put a smile. I so enjoyed being able to share my story with you and your listeners. Sincerely, Lorelei. It's been a long time since we've talked about sacrifice beads. They were something which credit is given to St. Thérèse of Lisieux. And what they are 10 beads with a medal at one end and a cross at the other end. And we found out about them, Dee, when we attended a parish back in Florida. You remember Father Patrick O'Doherty?
How could I forget Father Patrick O'Doherty?
He calls himself, but a devoted Catholic priest who started us, and me particularly. I'm just going to talk for myself. He started me headed back towards the rosary by giving me sacrifice beads, and the idea was that every time you did something mostly anonymous, to help someone else, or a little act unknown, unseen by anybody else, that you could move a bead.
He was very instrumental to both of us.
So, well, yeah.
That's one reason why I cannot forget him.
I know, absolutely. So he's been a guest on Catholic Vitamins. If you go way back, you can find a couple of our interviews with him, and we might yet get him back on the show. We'd never know. But he also gave us an opportunity to share some of his talks, and he's got a delightful Irish brogue, and he tells some wonderful stories or shares some wonderful Catholic content. And at any rate, we sent the Sovereign family some sacrifice beads, and I think we put in some Catholic sweet treats too, Catholic vitamin sweet treats. She didn't mention those, but I hope that they enjoyed those before Lent, or I'll give them a dispensation for eating them.
Do you want to go into our giveaways?
Why don't we do some giveaway, Dee?
Okay. We have got a coffee-stained.
Slightly coffee-stained. Slightly. Come on.
I heard what you said on the last podcast.
Right. This is a book that Dee picked up when she was at the Phoenix Catholic Women's Conference down in Phoenix. And she got to hanging out with Danielle Bean.
I know, I love it.
Previously the editor of Catholic Digest and now working for the Catholic Mom brand name. And she wrote a book called You're Worth It, Change the Way You Feel About Yourself by Discovering How Jesus Feels About You by Danielle Bean. And, you know, I've met some people who have struggled with their own image in life. Maybe they're quite aware of the sinfulness that we all struggle with, and they feel that maybe God doesn't love them. This is a great read. You're Worth It. Change the Way You Feel About Yourself by Discovering How Jesus Feels About You. And all you have to do to have your name in our basket is to send an email to catholicvitamins@gmail.com or call our studio hotline, if you're in the Arizona area, I guess, 928-363-4144. And Dee opens up a basket. And if you're interested, let us know that you are interested in the Danielle Bean book, and we'll send it to you.
And additionally, we have a little booklet entitled Winter of the Heart, Finding Your Way Through the Mystery of Grief. And this is written by Paula D'Arcy.
And what that might be helpful for is if you have, you know, been involved in a miscarriage, or as we were talking about earlier, stillbirth, or even abortion, this might be a book that you might be interested in. So send your name in or call, as I gave contact information a minute ago, and we'll draw a name for that.
And we also have a CD by Steve Ray. He's a Catholic author, speaker, and pilgrimage guide. The title of the CD is Defending the Eucharist, You Are What You Eat. And if you've heard Steve Ray on our podcast, you know how on fire he is.
He's an infectious speaker and pilgrimage leader. And I might say, Dee, that somebody that we know is beginning to get a little pumped up about an idea of a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. But I'm not going to say any more because it hasn't been approved yet by the powers that be. All right, Dee, I think we have one more music break with our special musical guest, Gretchen Harris, and then we'll be back.
Quiet light, morning. us now and at the hour of death. Amen.
Gentle woman, quiet light, morning star, so strong.
Here we are, Dee, in our final segment of Catholic Vitamins. It's a time when we do a little bit of a promo for the next show, so I'll turn to you and let you get started with that.
Next vitamin will be Catholic Vitamin I.
Yes.
Ends in D.
What? D?
Yes.
Like you?
Yes.
No, not like you.
11 letters.
Oh my, that's long.
Starts okay. With I, ends in D, 11 letters. Send your guests to CatholicVitamins@gmail.com.
Yeah, this is a tease for the next vitamin, and we routinely send out nice little gifts and spiritually substantial reading material or listening material absolutely free if you guess the next vitamin. D, we're going to go out with favorite song of mine, Child of God by Gretchen Harris. But I want to just do a wrap-up, invite people to go to CatholicVitamins.com and take a look at what we're doing there. You can find indexes to all the shows that we've done in the past and all the guests we've had. You could go to our radio station website, kpihradio.com. And we invite you to share your prayer intentions with us. And one of the things that we're doing these days is praying for Lisa Blevins, who's the pro-life warrior down in the Phoenix Valley. And she's had some health struggles come up in her life. And she's been so faithful to God in helping to pray for and lead people in pro-life causes that we want to pray for her. If you have any prayer intentions, you can go to the radio station website and put them there. You'll get radio station people involved in it. Or you can send them to Catholic Vitamins and get us involved in them. Anything else, Dee?
That's all I have.
Well, Dee, it's been good to have you back. I enjoy having you here with me as we host this 375th show, my heavens. And we'll continue to try to nourish faith from A to Z.
Bye.
From A to Z, Catholic Vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.